stepping on myself. Then Krishna is
smelling,
touching Radhika, and has that fragrant
hearing Radhika,
and princess and pan. So these all Leela comes to the heart of Bhakta. So Bhakta has some grief that I may see and feel that all Leelas. Govardhan has a realization of all these things, and he can give that direction. He can give because he is Shakti of all, and he is capable to give because in one side he is Krishna, in one side he is Bhakta, Haridas. So he can give this. So Bhakti is demanding all these things. Once that Guruji should be merciful to me, so that these all things he may show to us. And we can serve Radha and Krishna there. This is the thing.
So Krishna becomes calm by this fragrance. Means because he is
well, calm.
It says maybe translation
no,
is not
right. Translation is not right.
What does it say in Sanskrit?
Calm. There's no word for it, no concrete word which means calm. Calm is sleeping. Skin also is not very calm. The skin. Skin means water.
Why Krishna क्या क्या
काम में वो शांत हो जाते हैं सुगंध को सुगंध
वो क्यों शांत है और तो वो विवल हो जाएंगे
No, she'll go off and say, right?
Yes.
She'll go off. She'll become agitated.
By that present feeling, Krishna becomes restless and restless. And that is why he wants to be there. That kind of, we are not sitting there, and that is why it may be that this present has coming from that deer. But this is not right. So, it becomes inconceivable factor, whether this present is of Govardhan, or this present is of Krishna, or Radha, or that Murila. So, you should learn some Hindi or Bangla or let me
learn English.
Teach me English so well.
One more. Next. Vamsha Prati Dhavan Yanisara
Bhattva.
The translation is searching there for Lord Hari, following the path of his flute music. The astonished deer do not find him. In other words, the deer hear the sound of Hari's flute song.
Hearing the pious up the sweet melody of bamboo's tree, there are lots and lots of bamboo plants. In some of there are some holes, so air is coming naturally and entering in that bamboo, and it seems that the reality of Krishna. Krishna is
playing
in the flute. So being Hari, he has come and such a Hari. They don't know that these airs are entering in the bamboo of Giriraj Govardhan. And Govardhan, Krishna has one flute and Giriraj has less and less. This is the this is good bhajan and then.
हाँ ये तो कंप्यूटर है ना ये कैसे करना कृष्ण जैसे कंप्यूटर में संस्कृत की डिक्शनरी डाल रहे थे उसमें
नई वर्ड
डालते हैं सारी गलत मतलब ट्रांसलेशन
ये सब ठीक होगा कहाँ ये सुन रहा कितना भाव सब
ये बहुत गलत ट्रांसलेशन
कंप्यूटर विल नॉट डू इस कंप्यूटर कैन डू वो कंप्यूटर कैन डू बट ये गुड भजन
मैंने
हमको आप यदि अभी अधिक
अनलिमिटेड
supply. Have these. Tell these.
More you speak, more will come.
आप लोग नाटके पढ़ाते
हैं। मारे गए नहीं। ट्रेन कर
air her beauty.
Air beauty?
So he has taken this singer.
But why would she want Krishna to admire her beauty? She only wants...
Because without this, nothing. Beauty is nothing. In vain. She is searching for that she will come and tell me, come on, come on. Having a pankha in your hand and fan me. She goes, you know. Oh. This is artistic thing. Very good. Finger. This is I want. Very good.
Is it finished or should I do more?
Okay.
Finished?
Anything. I think it is finished.
Okay. You once said...
Oh, is Benny is here?
Yeah, coming out from the veil.
This is... यहाँ पर नीचे चली गई है किधर से आ गई
You once told me there was a grey color.
No, all it is all right.
What is the grey color? You once said there was a
grey... Kasturi, like, it is like kasturi.
Because so this is... yeah.
Anyhow...
Okay.
It is... this... she is waiting... where? Outside of...
Kunj.
Kunj. Radha and Krishna took her sleeping. And she is waiting when Rup Manjari will order her to enter the kund and take this pot to Krishna and Krishna will call her. This is the picture of that time. But very scenting.
Brush?
Brush?
I wanted to ask you, what does the brush look like? Is it a peacock feather or what?
You can do.
You, peacock feather is okay?
But little.
not...
No, small peacock's feather.
That it can be kept in this pot.
Held up?
Held up on any other. It cannot be like this. Like this.
Not like this. Should be up.
But sometimes it should not be heebie-jeebie. Mm-hmm. Heebie-jeebie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But...
too much messy.
No. Very good.
Okay. There's another one, but it's not finished. I'll show you.
No. What it is?
Oh, that's just the wrapping. It's the protecting. This other one needs about 2 weeks more of work. But I just wanted to show you the progress. And she is holding fruit.
This would be like serpent, that. The mouth of serpent. Like, it is ready to cut up. And so in order that you should cut Krishna.
But if Krishna gets cut, then she runs behind Radhika? Okay.
This color is also good.
Okay.
Very good. For Krishna Katha, for 10 days. That first day I told them, a Kirtan procession will help. All the young girls and less than up to 12, 6, 10, 20, they will dress as gopi and put one kalas and a very little kalas after that. Painting, kalas will be painted. And gopis, like gopis, all girls, to hear. Colors and
three to four miles.
Good procession, very good procession.
In front of the kirtan.
At first the bend.
I was near yet.
Then Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavatam. And after that girls. After that again kirtan party. Then girls.
There was no chariot, Maharaj in the
city. And there was very good chariot on that day. Made me sad there.
What did the chariot look like?
Like organs.
Oh.
Organ chariot. Horses. Oh, very good.
White, really?
White horse. Beautiful. To Brahmachari here and there.
Or to Radhika?
Both. Both with two names.
Oh. So the should there be two translations then?
Very good.
Can I check the translation with you now? Oh, Rupa Manjari.
Sri Rupa Manjari Karachit Pad Padma Goshtendra Nandan Ujarchit Mastikaya Modita Kanagto. Oh, for Radha. For Srimati Radhika. This prayer is for Radhika. Your head is lying in the Krishna's
lap.
And your feet in the lap of Rupa Manjari. And Rupa Manjari was serving very gently. And the many times Srimati Radhika, Rupa Manjari, by eyes corner, called Rati Manjari and told that this is son. I am signing her. So his Mahaprasad Seva of lotus feet of Radhika gave it to.
She gave both feet to Rati Manjari, or just... But I mean, is Rupa Manjari massaging one foot and Rati Manjari's...
Rupa Manjari.
Is now framing?
At first she was serving.
Mm-hmm.
And then she called Rati Manjari that she was, she has a very greed to have that service.
Mm-hmm.
And Mahaprasad at first done by Rup Manjari. So Rup Manjari kindly called her and give this service to her. So that Radhika with this pastime should come in my heart. And I have to explain.
Oh, what is the definition of avesh?
Avesh. Avesh means like, hey, bolo to kaam
hai. Swarup avesh.
Avesh means like fire in iron. Fire is working. Iron is not working, but it seems that I have SHE. The
iron rod in the fire.
In Krishna and think that Krishna is here but not in front of them.
Complete absorption?
They were so much absorbed in Krishna that they, at last they thought that I am Krishna and they began to play on floor and telling others that, oh see how I am swiftly moving. I am Krishna. Someone called another gopi and told that she is Putana, I am Krishna. This is all avesh. If one has avesh in Krishna bhajan, then it is bhajan, not either was, it is like archer. So you should have avesh.
Then what is Swarup Avesh?
Swarup Avesh means two. One Krishna Swarup and other mice. I will be in my Swarup. What is my Swarup? Like father, mother or gopis. What is my Avesh? That is my Swarup.
Krishna
Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. In that Swarup, either Radha and Krishna Swarup or by what mood we have agreed, like Rup Manjari, like our Guru Manjari, I will have avesh in them. Then it is.
And avasta, avasta, avasta.
Avastha.
Like Bhava Vastha.
Avastha mani kya?
Avastha.
Avastha.
Bhava Vastha.
Bhava Vastha. Bhava Vastha mani? At the time when bhav comes in our head. That is Bhava Vastha.
The condition.
Now we are sadhana avastha. Sadhak avastha. Siddha avastha. Bhava avastha. Prema avastha, Mahabhava avastha, like that.
What vastu? Vastu?
Vastu?
Swarup Siddha Vastu. Swarup Siddha Vastu.
Sorry? Swarup Siddha?
Vastu.
Swarup Siddhi, Vastu Siddhi. Both. Sarup Siddhi, another.
Yeah.
Vastu Siddhi.
Different.
Separate.
Any other?
But what I'm going to tell.
Now that's.
Yeah. What is the subject?
What is she saying there? You say, Rati Manjari is not Sadhak Sarir. She is Swarup Siddha Vastu.
Means, she is in Vastu Siddhi, in his real form, as a Gopi form. That is not called a Sadhan Siddha, Siddha Vastu, Siddha Swarup, Siddha Vastu. Like Krishna is Siddha, Radhika is Siddha, Rukmanjari is Siddha, Lalita is Siddha, Siddha Vastu.
And Vesh.
Vesh means a dress. Gopi Vesh. Kishori Vesh.
Dress like kapra or just appearance?
Vesh means upon whom I have grieved. I will have to take that Vesh. If you want to be mother, then you will have to take the Vesh of Yashoda. If you want to be father, then how Nanda Baba is body and what ornaments, what things, then we will have to take that. That is Vesh.
Mm-hmm.
And Vesh are two, Rati Manjari, Rup Manjari. Then like gopis, ornaments, decorations, everything.
Any other? Suhid Rati.
Suhid Rati. Suhid Rati means Shakha. What is there?
Stai Bhav is Suhid Rati there.
Suhid means like friend.
You say this is called Manjari. This is called Suhid Stai Bhav Rati. Gopis have Madhurya, Rati, Stai Bhav.
All right.
So Suhid Stai Bhav is the same as Manjari?
Suhid
Manjari.
So much Priya is called Suhid.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, in what mood I was, but Suhid means very dear and near. Like Swapaksha, Dipaksha, Tatastha and Suhid. Shyamla is Suhid to Radhika. In Manjari, it has been called Suhid Dharati, Suhid of Radhika. It may be.
What is Ulastra? What is Ulastra?
Ullas Rati. That is Manjari Rati. The mood of gopis, Manjaris. It is called Ullas Rati. When Radhika is feeling so much ananda, ananda, you know, so much ananda. And seeing that ananda, one gopi who is, he is so much feeling ananda, ullas in his heart, not meeting with Krishna, but seeing Srimati Radhika, his ananda is going up and up, and that is called Ullas Rati, and this Ullas Rati is Manjari Bhav.
Is that the same as Srimati Rati? Is that the same as Srimati Rati?
There are three stages of spiritual consciousness. Is Antardasa the same as Antarvahyavastha? Is that the same? Any other? You say, you quote Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, that during the Rasa dance, Krishna did not expand, but he just ran fast. During the Rasa dance, Krishna did not expand into many Krishnas. He just ran quickly. So there's no Aishwarya. But there are other places during the swing pastimes when Krishna goes on many swings, or when he goes in...
Narsing. If Narada didn't see, he will, at the same moment, he will see that all Krishna are manifestations of Krishna. But gopi will not see any gopi. They will see that Krishna is running fast. Not so many Krishna. Otherwise it will be. As per you.
Even on the swing, he goes quickly from one swing to another with the...
Yes.
Well, when he leaves Radhika's kunj and goes into many kunjas at the same time...
But everyone sees that only Krishna is with mind, not with any other.
Mm-hmm.
So, no as well.
Theirs is the real vision.
They are seeing that Krishna is only with me, not there in kunj meeting all at a time. They are saying that Krishna is only with me, playing and...
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise it will be as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Narada, Brahma, Buddha, you will see, oh, so many Krishna.
Mm.
Sakha will not see like this. We will, you cannot see. You see only one Krishna with you. He is only with Shyamrani. Giraj will see lakhs and lakhs gopis. But he will see only one. Because Giraj is himself as worthy.
One of your disciples said that Giriraj...
Disciple is you.
Premananda said that you said that Giriraj, Giri Govardhan, is a Sakhi, otherwise it could not be said Rasaniti. Rasaniti Navayova. Yeah. Sakshinim Dhanakeli.
It has been told that as if he is Krishna. That is why it, because Krishna is ocean of rasa. When both are one, then it can be.
What do you mean both are one?
Jab Krishna aur Govardhan ji abhinna hai.
So Govardhan is never a Sakhi.
He is Parvat.
Mm.
But gopis are saying,
yeah.
How he will be Sakhi?
I don't know, that's what Ramananda said. Okay.
Gopis has not that. Narada and all can see.
Mm-hmm.
But we will see that he is Govardhan. Govardhan is Govardhan.
Mm-hmm. And Chandra Vidhi said that you said that the reason that the milk boiled over, one day the milk boiled over, is because the milk was thinking that it could not serve Krishna nicely, so it wanted to commit suicide. Can you tell more of that story? Can you tell about that?
One day I will tell.
Okay. My question is that what is conscious and when it boils over, how is it eternal?
Eternal, everything is...
What?
Eternal, everything, achievement.
Right.
Human means having sense. So everything they are having sense.
But if the water has consciousness or sense, and then Krishna drinks it, then it's gone. How is it eternally conscious?
At that time, water is overflowing. Krishna is taking me in his service. So he becomes very cool, very soft, with fragrance in Krishna. He realizes that he is taking in my service.
Yeah,
he has gone there.
Where is he gone?
Water never disappears.
Disappears. Anything in heaven back there. And does that mix any anything?
It doesn't?
No, nothing.
It doesn't change forms like that?
No, no, nothing, nothing, nothing.
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Greg says you should honor mentally those who are sometimes chanting and not initiated, and offer your obeisances to those who are initiated. So I have two questions. Many times devotees are preparing for initiation, so they're following the same principles that those who are formally initiated. Should we also then consider them on the same level and offer obeisances with the body?
What do you think?
I think yes. It's more humble.
What should you treat them?
How? With honor, because they're trying to come to Krishna.
It is right.
So even if someone is a very so-called...
The Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you are telling about Anusthaniki Diksha. Understand?
Anusthaniki, I
know. Not Anusthan by fire, yajna and all others.
My sentence pura karo, abhi adhura.
He tells, Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells, anti-man having Shraddha and he is chanting Krishna name. And he takes one name, yet he should be honored. But if he is initiated, then he should be honored and also be with honored with Dandavat. Both. When honor states the inner stage, intention, where Shraddha is there. And with Shraddha he is taking one name or another. He should be honored. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is telling that if he has taken Diksha, then he should be Dandavat Pranam with honor. Both are same, but from outside it is seen like but different
things.
But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is expressing the internal idea of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that if in actual position with internally respect, Shraddha, he has been initiated. When initiation is there must be sambandhagyan. And avoiding of namaparad and all offenses, then it will told that he is initiated. If a person outwardly taking initiation, but not following all the things with sambandha jnana and avoiding of offenses, then we treat him, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati tells that he should be treated like
uninitiated.
But one outwardly one has not initiated, but yet he is ananya.
There is no other interest but Krishna service.
He is ananya to Krishna. No? He is not worshipping
rather than Krishna, anyone, any semi-gods or anyone. And he is fixed to Krishna and Radha, Ananda. And he is following the rules and regulations strictly of our Sampradaya. And always serving Vaishnavas and Guru.
Associating with Vaishnavas.
Then he should be treated like pure Vaishnava. And he should be done to pranam and all other things. His motive is this. Not outwardly anything we should understand.
When you say sambandhagyan, you mean the rules and regulations? Or what?
Krishna is mine, or I am of Krishna, Vitha Saranagati, and accepting Radha and Krishna, his Aradhade, no other. And what sambandhi is there between Krishna and there? Initiation means Gopi Jana Ballabh is my Ballabh. This thing. If this thing comes by anyone, he is initiated. And in, if fire jug is there and he has been given this
sacred thread,
everything, and he tells that I am Brahman, Vaishnava, having lamba lamba tilak, lamba tilak you know?
Long tilak.
Long and flat yeah. Tilak. But actually from heart he is not doing anything. He deceives, he cheats. And he testing up with all these things, worldly things. Then we think that outwardly he is initiated, but we don't adopt. He should know the siddhant of our sampradaya and sambandha jnana also. What are the relation with Rupa and Sanatana party he tells, I have some tendency to follow them actually, then these are the symptoms of
samandhya.
Samandhya jnana or initiation, internal. So Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati pressed on this one.
Was it in any book, that any particular book that he wrote this in, or just in his general teaching?
General teaching, there are so many books. He has done Anubhashya of Chaitanya Charitamrit. He has done Vibhriti of Srimad Bhagavatam. He has done so many books everywhere. So many lakes.
Writings.
Articles. He has published the each books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Everywhere has given his all these things there.
So even if a devotee, say, is initiated for 20 years and somebody is following maybe for 1 year, still the one from 20 years should offer dandavat pranams to that so-called younger devotee.
They should know the quality of the food Vaishnava. If the newcomer has best qualities, surrender and all things, then he should be certainly given honor with the heart. And those who are in sampradaya for 50 years but not following well and doing here and there, then they should be treated, given order from outwardly. Okay. Oh, Dandavat Maharaj, Dandavat. Bhalo Achen, Bhalo Achi.
Yes, sir.
Kutha Jachen, where you are going?
Yes. Okay, go. Where are you going? Well, okay, go.
Radha and Krishna, sometimes they drink honey wine or take pan and become...
It has so many...
Meanings.
Honey wine means gopis, madhuri, madhu. Understand?
the sweetness of the gopis' love?
Ah, this meaning. We should not take any outworldly meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere or in Vaishnava books. We have always of gopis, sweet moods. We have never raised like all questions, true questions. Never comes in mind. You know that Krishna cannot take mind. Never. And Gopira is more restricted about this matter. So will not take. Only they take madhu of Krishna sweetness and Krishna takes the madhu of Gopi's sweetness, heart sweetness. And they become mad more than the madhu.
And it's the same thing with the betel nuts then?
Hmm?
The same thing with the
tambour.
Tambour, same principle?
No, they used to take palm because it has a red color of anurag. You can also take anurag anga.
I'd like to.
You like?
I would. If I was qualified.
Color you in that red color of anurag. If you think you qualified for this, you can take Tambul Vetika. Sadhak should not take, but they should take that Tambul, which can color truly. We should take all these things, statements, very deeply, very deeply.
Now you have totally given light on this initiated world, that what does it really mean? It is really astonishing to us, at least to me. What I could understand your initiation being that when a person comes in association with devotee and enters into Sambandha Gyan, that way he is initiated only.
I think so.
You say that we should associate with those who want to serve Srimati Radhika, not with those who want to serve any black person.
This is not only Krishna Parita, prior view of Krishna. He tells you, but it's all like so. That is, we want to associate more the Parikara of Radhika, Sakhis of Radhika, then Shyam, Krishna. We prefer. And the mood of Raganuga, this Sakhi Bhav, Sadhav, should think like so. What Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami has told. The mood of mood of Lalita and Vishakha, we don't want. We want the mood of Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari and all other Manjaris. Sevika of Krishna. So the mood will be there. I want to please Radhika. And by that we can serve Krishna. Directly we are not connected with Srimati Krishna. We are connected and our Swamini is Srimati Radhika. So what he will give order or by what mood we can please Radhika, we'll have to see first. And secondly, Krishna. And by seeing this,
Krishna will also be so much pleased. This is. Understand?
Mm-hmm. And then you say, this is Svajatiya Asnigdha Ashaya?
Svajatiya Asnigdha Ashaya. We will associate with bhaksa. But I will have to see whether he is more efficient and qualified than me. First. Secondly, we will have to see that his mood and my mood, ashram and mood, is same type. Not same. Same type. My mood and Rupa Goswami mood will not be same, but in same quality. He is best and my is what?
Good.
Good.
Better.
Not better. But in same level. This Svajatiya. Asha means mood. So he, the associate, to whom we want to associate, he will be sadhak. He is doing sadhana for bhav. Our bhav bhakti is doing sadhana of prema bhakti. This sadhak. And he should be more qualified, advanced than myself. And the mood should be like same. What I want, I want, and he is ocean of that mood. My Gurudev is ocean of that mood, and I want the same thing. Then this association will bring me in sadhana of bhav, and then sadhana of prem, and then in vastu siddhi. Otherwise not. We are doing sadhana, we are mixing with associates, or bhakta, but he is only realized soul, but in mood of Hanuman. Is there any advantage? If anyone is Sakhya-bhav, I will go down to his lotus feet. I will hear something, but I have no soul taste. And if anyone having the boot of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and he is more efficient than myself, then I choose her anugatya follow. And I main bikri kar dunga apne ko. I will sell myself in his lotus feet and do what he says. Anyhow, Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to his Sanatana Goswami. Vairagya Jugabhakti Samprayatniyapayan Manan Bhikshubandam Kripam Budhirija Paradukha Dukhi Sanatanastam. I had no taste for bhakti, that kind of thing. I had so many anarths, so many things opposite to prem. I was not eager to drink bhakti rasa. But Sanatana Goswami forcibly took my mouth in his hand and did so. I was crying and bitterly and crying, waiting, I will not take, I will not take. But he became so nishthur, cruel hearted, and operated me and injected me. I was saying that so pain, but possibly he injected me. And when I became pure, oh, now I am realizing His mercy. What kind of mercy? Sanatan Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami are in same mood. But he is more nearer to Rupa Goswami. So he has prayed by one slok to Sanatan Goswami and all slok for Rupa Goswami. So we should choose this kind of association for increasing our bhakti. Fully and heartily. No duplicity, nothing. Don't be duplicity like myself.
What is the definition of duplicitous?
Worldly desires and also bad desires. This is duplicity. Prest mane priya. Priya mane?
Beloved.
Beloved. They are beloved, Narad, Sanak Sanandan, all. But they have not this thing. They are not serving Srimati Radhika. They are not only Dasi of Radhika. Mostly they are all servants. Servant is Dasya Bhav. They know. We know that he is so much rich person, but I am not rich person. They know all these things. But Uddhav, Narad are thirsty for having this prem. What prem? Radha Dasya. Manjari Bhav. So Praishthai Rakhi Asulabham. Na Sulabham Asulabham. They are not that thing. Radha Dasya. They are not kinkari of Radha. They are a alive soul. They are parikar of Bhagavan. But not he. No praj like this. Praishthai Rakhi Asulabham. They are beloved, but yet they are premi bhakti, but having not this type of prem.
The jiva not coming from Krishna Leela. Why does it say that we revive that relationship, or that we have forgotten that relationship? Since we have never experienced it, why the words revive or forget?
Revive?
To revive
Krishna means... Krishna Bhuli, Shaiji, Anadi Barimu. It is given, this answer has been given in Anadi word. Anadi means?
Without beginning.
So, the reason is not in this world. Anadi. Mane never met Krishna. Anadi. No other.
Why is the word forgotten used so often?
There is no other word. That is why. No other word. That is why. It is for boys. Those who have no sense in Paramartha, for them it has been told. You should see the sun is shining on the branches of this tree. Why it has been told? That sun is on the branch of
just because we can't think any differently.
That is why, like this has been told. It is certain that if anyone can see Krishna, he will never fall in the trap of Maya. He can. If sadhak cannot fall in the trap of Maya, what to siddha, those who are always testing Krishna. There is no Maya, illusory Maya there. If jiva was there, no illusory Maya there, how to forget Krishna? It is, has been told for, in Gita. If any beautiful, more than, I'm seeing any beautiful thing. But if I will see more beautiful, then I will attracted to more beautiful things. If there is tasteful food, but I see param drishta, param drishta means?
A higher taste.
Higher taste. Then lower taste automatically goes. And that is why we, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, in the, those who are going on the footprint of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they don't take any little parishram, labor to control mind. They never do anything to control mind. They only control it by always engaging mind in hearing Harikatha, chanting and remembering and all other things. Because rasa barjam raso apasya parama drishtva nivartate, that rasa is more than this rasa, worldly rasa. Worldly rasa is also engaged mind, and this mind has made up by these all these. So it always comes and engaged in all worldly rasa. If you engage mind always in more beautiful, more rasastha than this, and this is Krishna, mind will have no time to come here. So we don't want to control mind, but mind automatically is controlled. How? By giving more interested things. But Krishna, world is beautiful somehow, but Krishna is more beautiful. Gopis are more beautiful. Golok is more beautiful. There, in this world there are so many rasas, but these rasas are like bees.
Poison.
At first they, at the time of digging, they seem so rasamay, but the fruit becomes opposite. Everything, purush and istri, each other, anything, beautiful thing, mango is so tasteful. If I take more than what I can
digest,
then it will be like bees. I prefer ghee, but if I will take more ghee, what I want, then it will like bees. So everything in this world like bees, but these are not bees. So if anyone can engage mind in all these things, always, then mind automatically will be
controlled.
That is why we don't mind for this mind. We try to engage our mind in this. All the chanting, Vilas Krishna, all. But worldly persons, especially ladies, they cannot keep any secret in their hearts. Is it any secret? They will pass. Samajh rahi? What we have written to England, don't write any letter, anything.
No, any higher.
some kind of secret club.
No, it is not sacred, but ladies cannot keep. You are also like Sam.
I am trying much harder than I used to.
You should try.